And welcome back to Data with Arda, part of Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Lance Stacey, and joining me for the third part of the show is Tanya Perron. Welcome to the show, Tanya. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
Very good. So I guess we'll start very quickly, maybe just with if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, in case there's some people who may not know who you are. I doubt it, but better off.
Sure, no problem. My name is Tanya Perron. I am married to Thomas Lahesh. He used to be an investigator with the Peacekeepers. I'm a criminal lawyer, been defending community members for 21 years, since 1997.
Wow.
My parents are Wanda Phillips. Most people know her as Lulu. She works at the bank. And my father is Roger Perron. He was an electrician in the community for many, many years. He's retired now. I have two children with Tommy. And as I stated, I've been working as a criminal lawyer for 21 years here. I went to school at McGill Law. I have two degrees from McGill Law, common law degree as well as a civil law degree. And I've done some work in the community in the past, particularly when I first started. I was working closely with the alternative dispute resolution, the creation of it. I became a certified dispute resolution facilitator. I was an arbitrator for quite a number of files that passed through the arbitration. I've been a speaker at conferences, so I've gotten my feet wet in quite a few areas of community issues.
Okay, so why are you making the shift? This is quite a shift from being a criminal lawyer to a position on the Mohawk Council.
It is a shift, but at the same time, I think I'd be doing a little bit of the same of what I'm already doing. For all of the years that I've been in practice, essentially I've been representing clients' individual rights, so to speak. I guess I'm just upping the game now. I want to move to representing the collective rights. I would like to have a voice at the council table. I have some of my own ideas of where we could go with matters related to justice, matters related to the gaming, border issues. I just would like to have the opportunity to provide my input with the direction of the community governance, the direction that we're headed in. As I stated a few seconds ago, I'm a little bit more comfortable, obviously, with the matters of justice. It's something I've been doing over the years, and since I've been so involved with it, I have a lot of input from community members as to matters of justice. So I'm hoping that I could bring those concerns to the table for those community members. Particularly, I have one in mind with respect to landlord-tenant problems.
Okay.
I received a number of calls over the years from people having problems with people not paying rent. There's nowhere for them to go. They don't really want to go to the outside. That's just one small issue. Another issue is with respect to small claims. They don't want to go to small claims court outside. They want us to have our own system or something in place here for them to be able to turn to. So those are just tip of the iceberg, some of the issues that have came to my attention over the years of practicing law in the community.
Okay.
So I think that's why I said I want to bring it to the table, up my game a little
bit. Yeah. I guess so, since we're on issues, there are a lot of current issues that are happening. And I guess, what do you feel which ones need to be immediately addressed? And there could be anything from language and culture to membership to the cannabis issue, gaming. Our community right now has been bombarded with things. And just before election time, and it seems like everything's just been a little bit chaotic, you know?
Well, I can tell you that over the last couple of days, quite a number of people approached me about the housing issue. That seems to be one of the really hot potatoes, if I
Very
may
hot.
Say, at the moment. I think it's essential to work on that real quick to get to the bottom of it. find out what happened, how it happened, and get that information out to the community, because there's community members, especially the ones that are directly affected, are demanding answers. They're demanding answers. They're demanding to know who's responsible. How did this happen? There's a lot of questions there. So I think that that's one of the big issues right now that has to be resolved.
Let me ask before we go on to another issue. Is there something that you could bring to that to help assist it? You know, and we're supposed to be expecting a report in about 30 days or so. Is there a way that your experience may be able to help in this? I'm just curious.
With my criminal lawyer background, I could assist somewhat in the determining if there would be criminal liability there, potential for criminal charges. As far as I'm concerned as a criminal lawyer, I think that has to be looked at, mm-hmm. because that's a fraud.
Yeah.
A fraud within the criminal code. Some people also call it embezzlement. I mean, it's definitely something that I would be interested in looking at myself. If there's supposed to be a report produced within 30 days, I don't know how much input I'd be able to have if I am elected.
Yeah.
But of course, I would have an advantage.
Because I think it's a very important one, you know, in trusting the community and the operations, you know, and like you said, people have had the questions, why did it happen? What, you know, how do we prevent this in the future? That's the kind of thing. And, you know, people are expecting the council chiefs to be able to lend a hand in solving why or how this happened, you know.
Exactly, and to prevent it from happening in the future.
Absolutely.
And as I said, also the community members want some accountability.
Yes.
They want somebody to be held accountable for this, and I guess rightly so.
Yeah.
Along the lines also of issues that would need immediate attention would definitely be the cannabis control law. I had a chance to read it over. It definitely has to be worked on. We certainly have to work on that quickly, because we have to catch up with the rest of the provinces in Canada. So that's, of course, something of interest to me as well. I know also with respect to the membership and residency, but my understanding is that the membership law has gone through. It's going to be, I believe, read in now. So there's still questions with the actual enactment and the enforcement of it. Those issues are also burning issues, if you want to call it that.
And I think that's been one of the things and that has been difficult. We have bylaws and we have laws, but it's the enforceable part a lot of the time. So, you know, what does the community expect, and what does the community want, you know, and what can be done?
Yes, and I think that's, of course, community input is key there. How are we going to enforce it? And then when we enforce it, if there is something that's open to contestation, where is it going to go? Because the outside courts, I think that's the consensus, is that we do not want, of course, the outside courts to be dealing and deciding matters that are internal to the community.
And we don't have the place to be able to do it.
Unfortunately, right now, we don't necessarily have anything in place. No.
Yeah.
So that definitely needs to be worked on.
Okay. Any other issues that...
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's tons, but, you
there
know.
There are so many issues. But in terms of immediacy, I think that those would
be the top ones.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Why should the community members vote for you?
Well... I think as a defense lawyer all these years, one of my main traits, one of my main an advantage is I've had to always listen to my clients, listen to what they want, and then examine and analyze the issue before us, figure out a solution for them that fits, of course, the problem. And I think that this is the same thing that you would want in a chief. You want the chief to listen. You want them to at least bring the issue, the matter, to the table and really consider your position as a community member. It may not always be resolved in favor exactly of how a community member wants, but of course, that's where negotiations come in. Excuse me. And I think over all of the years, 90% of my practice was negotiating. If anybody knows the criminal law system, it's only about 10% of cases that actually go to trial. Everything else is negotiated. So I've been able to hone my skills over the years of negotiating. And I would like to think that after all this time, I've been relatively successful at pleasing the clients, getting the results that they've wanted. And so I think that it's the same thing that you would want in a chief. Also, given that I've been in private practice, I've been accountable to my clients, and everything I've been doing has been with an aspect of transparency. I can't hide anything from my clients. I have to report back to them all of the time, update them on what's going on, and I think that this is another characteristic that people would look for in a chief. I never made promises I couldn't keep to my clients, and I won't make any promises to the community that I can't keep.
Right.
I certainly would like to have some positive influence in the council. I would certainly like to make some big moves, but I'm not promising that I can, because we all know that there's not just one person who is responsible for the changes. The community is there. The other council members are there. We have the outside governments to deal with. There are certain restrictions and limitations that are in place, but I can promise that I would at least listen and do my best, as I've done in all my years of practice.
So you see it as an easy transition from the work you've done to being applicable as a chief. You've already thought about that you would be bringing something in, you know, for the community.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. And, of course, in my practice, I've been accustomed to reading tons and tons of documents and laws and interpreting laws and figuring out what's you know, what's the best
and that seems to be a big part of this as a council, as a person who's representing council.
Mm-hmm. exactly
and as leadership too, right?
Yeah. And I'm quick to catch up. It doesn't take me long to catch on to what's been going on and get on board. So I think I could jump on board pretty relatively quickly.
Okay. Easy transition, right?
Easy transition, exactly.
So what is your vision for Ganawage's community? Like, what do you see in the future?
In the future, I think I would like to have or like to see more community involvement in the decision-making process. As far as I know, I mean, I know we have the whole process, but unfortunately, I don't think that the numbers are always what maybe they should be. And obviously, in order to move forward, we would have to have more community involvement. I see us moving towards a more traditional form of government, but something that fits within the 21st century world that we live in. And I'm hoping, you know, that we would be able to do all of this without compromising our identities.
Right.
So, I mean, we do have to go through changes. Some people don't like that much change, but the reality is we have to move forward, but we still need to stick to our identities, our beliefs, and our culture. I just want a better future for my children and all of our children. I'm hoping that when they're older, that they'll have a lot more resources here for them, and that everything that we strive for today is still going to be there for them.
So basically, you're saying that you could see an easy transition from the current government to traditional approach. I mean, or something that could work, because I think up until now, you know, the community has been saying it time and time again, easily for the last 15, 20 years about traditional government. And most people are getting frustrated because it's not being achieved, or even some kind of semblance to it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how easy it would be. I'm not saying it's necessarily an easy transition, but it's definitely something that can be done. But it requires a lot of thought being put into it, and definitely a lot of work to get there. I don't think, however, that, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. That's obvious by what you just said. But with more community input, we certainly can advance in that direction.
Okay. You have about a minute or so if you want to say last few words to the community and
I just hope that everybody will come out on July 7th to make their vote. I'm hoping that people will vote for me. Those that know me know what I'm about, who I am. I'm just me. Yes, I'm not a politician, or no, I'm not a politician, however you want to see it. But I do believe that with my education and experience, I can be a valuable asset to the council table. And I really would like the support of the community in moving forward with our our road to self-determination, if I can put it that way.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining me, and good luck in the elections.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.